The soon-to-be South Dakota Agriculture and Natural Resources Department Cabinet Secretary Hunter Roberts says there will still be rules and regulations in South Dakota, and the new department will be a one-stop spot for agriculture.
Everything from, you know, pesticide complaints, pesticide applicator fees or permits, to a CAFO feedlot permit. It all comes from the merged agency.
Earlier this year, Governor Kristi Noem issued an executive order for the merger. The merger did not require approval, but there was pushback in the state legislature. An effort to overturn the merger was defeated, and starting April 19th, the two departments become the Department of Agriculture and Natural Resources. Roberts says the department is currently focused on housekeeping, updating the website, and creating a logo. The department is also working on key initiatives, like the Repairing Buffer Initiative.
We had a work group meeting on Monday talking about how best to roll that out and to capture some federal money to have a bigger impact on our surface water quality in South Dakota. Working with the ag community and our water development districts and environmental community to help improve the state's water quality in a voluntary way.
As farmers get to know Roberts, Lieutenant Governor Larry Roden will serve as the state's agriculture ambassador. Roden is staying in touch with the state's agriculture community. Roberts wants farmers and the agriculture community to know he has an open-door policy.
Sharing ideas and having open dialogue on how to move the department forward, how to move the agriculture industry forward together. So let's have a discussion. Let's talk about ideas. Let's talk about real solutions to get better outcomes for our state. That's what we're here for.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Kara Hart for the Red River Farm Network.